Welcome back, Gwinnett Business Radio, here at the Gwinnett Chamber Global Chamber Mixer at the Gas South District Convention Center. Your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian. I have got with me, seated to my right, Bior Bropla from the Liberian Association of Metro Atlanta. Bior, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the Liberian Association of Metro Atlanta. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, actually, we are a 40-year-plus-old organization, and we sort of represent all Liberians in the state of Georgia. It's a small immigrant community of about 30, 40,000 people spread out over metro Atlanta and greater Atlanta region.
What are some of the ways that the Liberian Association tries to bring that community together and also bring the community to the rest of the community to know about it?
Hey, we're at one of those events right
now. Exactly. You go to Global Chamber Mixers.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be a bilateral partner of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Nick Messina is a really great partner. Even though we're not a chamber, but he brings in other community organizations to promote diversity.
And the business community of the Liberian Association, I would imagine it's as diverse as Gwinnett itself in the types of businesses that Liberian members are a part of. Does the association try to bring those business owners together at times to do some? Talk a little bit about some of the mixers you guys do.
Absolutely. We do a really great job in promoting events that we think can benefit our community. I tend not to say members because we represent the community.
Right.
Right. Interesting thing is we do not have a consulate currently in Georgia.
Really?
Right. It was shut down a couple of years ago by the Liberian government. So we're the de facto consulate, if you will, where people reach out to us for all kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
Business deals, how can I get trade relationships started and whatnot? So we serve as sort of a conduit.
Yeah.
Getting them to the right people.
I like the word de facto consulate. That's good. And I would think while the association and while the community is, I mean, it's not massive, but it's not small. So I would imagine also as the executive director and the CEO of that association, you're also, it goes beyond business.
It is.
What are there religious organizations? Are there civic organizations? Talk a little bit about beyond business with the Liberian Association.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I like to look at it. Let's use the analogy of an umbrella.
Yeah. Right?
We sort of are the umbrella entity for other organizations, like the Liberian Ministers Association. That's all the pastors and religious people. Other Liberian tribal communities that all make up Liberia.
Right.
They all roll up under this association. The Liberian Medical Association, the Liberian Nurses Association, the Liberian Youth Association. Mm-hmm. They all roll up and we support all of them equally.
Absolutely. So for our listeners who are not Liberian listening to this interview, what is something about the Liberian culture, especially the Liberian culture here in Metro Atlanta, that they would probably say, and you would be very patient with them of going, I don't really know much about the culture. What's something unique about Liberian culture, especially here in Metro Atlanta?
That's a very difficult question to answer.
Because there's a wide umbrella.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. What I like, two things I point out, just looking at it broadly, Liberia is a unique place. I always say, like, much like the U.S., Liberia is an idea. A lot of people came together to make up Liberia. That's why it's called Liberia, for liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people from the Caribbean, African Americans who moved back, Native Liberians, and from other parts of Africa all came to form a country. That's why it was never colonized.
Mm.
So it's a unique spot in Africa. It's the only country like that in the entire continent of Africa.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I would think also if I'm a business leader and I want to do more business with Liberians in the Metro Atlanta area, probably getting to know, being able to visit, getting and find a way to get involved. How can people learn more, whether they are of Liberian descent or not, and just want to get to know more about it, find ways that they can get connected? How do people get in touch and learn more about the Liberian Association?
I like to direct people to our website, LiberianAssociation.org, all one word. You can get in touch with us that way, or just send us an email at info@LiberianAssociation.org, and we can point you in the right direction. A lot of people reach out to us for Liberians in Liberia because we manage a unique platform called the Liberian Diaspora Exchange, where we connect entrepreneurs in Georgia to entrepreneurs in Liberia. It's a back and forth relationship.
Man, you got a lot on your plate.
I do.
And I'm glad you took a minute to talk to us here at the Gwinnett Chamber Global Mixer. Bior Bropla from the Liberian Association of Metro Atlanta. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.